Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, and the second in a two-part series on arts and the economy. Along with Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development, I'm Jim Gullickson, with special guest Sue Jens, the Interim Executive Director of the State Arts Board. I asked Sue about the upcoming state constitutional amendment vote in November.
Voters will be asked if they would like to increase the sales tax or would be willing to increase the sales tax by 0.375%. And those funds would be specifically dedicated for four things. One would be outdoors, land conservation, preservation, habitat, hunting, those things related to the physically to the land, forestry, trees, those sorts of things. Another third would be devoted to clean water, lakes, rivers, streams, wetlands, water quality in Minnesota. And then the last third would be divided between arts and culture and parks and trails. And so that would be the chance if Minnesotans think that those are things that they'd like to see a dedicated source of funding, they'll have a chance to vote either for or against that in November. And then those dollars would start to flow in July of 2009. Right now, the estimate is if it passes, it might be an additional $300 million a year that would be available for those four things. It would be $50 to $55 million. The arts and culture portion of it, if you do strict percentages, is about 19%.
Now, the Minnesota State Arts Board, of course, grants money all across the state. What are some of the projects that are being done in, I mean, we think of arts and we think of Minneapolis and St. Paul. What are some of the things that are being done in, you know, kind of the four corners of the state?
Sure. Well, the Arts Board does fund programs all over the state. We generally have three kinds of things that we will fund: arts organizations, individual artists, and arts programs in schools. We also work with a network of regional arts councils. There are 11, and together those 11 cover every county of the state. And they do similar kinds of things. But the idea of this two different kinds of agencies serving needs is because the Arts Board generally has funded larger, more well-established activities, and the regional arts councils, because they're closer to their communities and they have local boards, they really try to serve really what's important to their own counties, their own communities. And so sometimes that may be startup activities. Mm-hmm. They tend to do a lot more professional development, helping artists understand how to do the business of art or how to create an arts organization. Sometimes an artist will choose not to and will just use a fiscal agent to have a project instead. And so those regional arts councils are really important in helping people learn and develop and create their art form and their arts organization. And then the Arts Board will fund more established kinds of activities. But it really is a great partnership, and we work very closely together. And one of the things that we're starting right now is we want to do a needs assessment across the state and say, how are needs in southeastern Minnesota, in Lanesboro, different or similar than the needs in way in the northwest corner in Lancaster? Mm. What's the difference? What are the similarities? And where is the best place to put those public dollars?
Thanks to Sue Jens, the Interim Executive Director of the State Arts Board, along with Marnie Werner. I'm Jim Gullickson. Thanks for tuning in to Rural Minnesota Radio.